Our lesson today is from the Sermon on the Mount. In your pew Bibles, it's page 684. And Jesus goes through a whole list of laws. And this is a difficult text to hear because it's meant to make you feel guilty. Jesus said to his disciples, "You've heard it was said to the people long ago, 'Do not murder,' and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to his brother, 'Racha,'" some type of derogatory term, we're not sure what it means, "but who says 'Raka' is answerable to the Sanhedrin. But anyone who even says 'You fool' will be in danger of the fire of hell." They must not have been driving much back then. "Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift to God. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who's taking you to court. Do it while you're still on the way with him, or he may hand you over to the judge. And the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. I tell you the truth, you won't get out until you've paid the last penny. You've heard that it was said, 'Do not commit adultery.' But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman or man lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. For it's better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go to hell. It has been said anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you, anyone who divorces his wife, except for marital unfaithfulness, causes her to become an adulteress, and anyone who marries the divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, 'Do not break your oath, but keep the oaths you have made to the Lord.' But I tell you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. Simply let your yes be yes, and your no, no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord. I remember as a teenager, there used to be an old White Owl cigar commercial. And it was all about, once you've tried a White Owl cigar, they're gonna get you. Listen now to this commercial from back in the 70s. That whole concept of we're gonna get you sooner or later, and that particular commercial reminds me of our text today. Because what Jesus is kind of saying in our text today is when you are dealing with the law, sooner or later the law will convict you. The law is going to get you. And in our text today, Jesus raises the bar of the law, not to the practical, but to the ideal, to the point where there's not a one of us can say or stand before God and say, well, I've upheld the law. No, sooner or later, the law, like that commercial, is going to say, gotcha, you have broken the law. And so Jesus starts, you've heard it said, you shall not murder. But I tell you, anybody who's angry with his brother or sister is guilty of murder and stands under judgment. And again, you've heard it said that anyone who commits adultery, you shall not commit adultery, but anyone who lusts, Jesus says, is guilty of adultery. And he says, it's legal for you to divorce a wife if all you do is give her a certificate of divorce, but anyone who divorces except for unfaithfulness is guilty of adultery. Again, like that White Owl commercial, sooner or later, the law is going to say, I gotcha. There's not a person here that can say, I've never been angry with somebody. There's not a person here driving the freeways of Southern California that says, you idiot, what are you doing? Well, at least I have. I don't know about the rest of you, but I have too many times yelled out inappropriate words to drivers that I thought were stupid or foolish. Or lust in their hearts. Anybody here who says they've never lusted? Remember when Jimmy Carter got into so much trouble? Because he said he lusted never. He was just being honest. He was being honest. There's not a one of us that hasn't looked at somebody at some time with lust in our hearts. And so the truth is, Jesus is telling the people then, and he's telling us, we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. None of us have pure hearts. We do not reflect the purity of God in all that we think, say, and do. You know, this is the season of Epiphany. That's the season of revelation from God. And sometimes the epiphany we need to make is simply we are all sinners. We are all sinners. You know, one of the things about reality shows is it's as Jesus raises the bar, reality shows lower the bar. And one of the problems of the reality shows, it makes it easy for us to say, I thank you, Lord, that I'm not like them. There's one show out there that's even called Whose Baby Is It? And on this show, they bring in a mother and then at least two men, sometimes more, and then they get into this argument of who's the father. And of course, they've done a DNA test, and before the test is revealed, each one argues why they are the father of this child. And at least in one or more episodes, the reveal is, it's neither of you, it was somebody else. And what do you do when you see something like that? Thank God I'm not like those people. You know, maybe I've made some mistakes, but I haven't done that. I haven't slept with multiple people. I know who my child's father is. These awful people. And it lowers the bar so much of what's acceptable behavior that it's so easy for us to stand in judgment of others. And Jesus does just the opposite in our text today. Rather than being able to point the finger at somebody else, Jesus says, nope. I'm raising the bar, folks, because there's not a one of you that can stand before God on your own righteousness. All of us have lusted. All of us have been angry. All of us have said words about others in judgment. All of us have come before God's altar to be forgiven by God while still holding unforgiveness in our hearts for somebody else who has hurt us. And so what we need, the epiphany that we need from God is we're all sinners. We are all sinners. And like I told the kids at that children's sermon, it's so easy to make excuses rather than saying, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. That's what God wants. Because sooner or later, the law is going to get you. If you haven't murdered, you've gotten angry. If you haven't committed adultery, you've lusted. If you haven't, you know, forgiven, you know you haven't forgiven, as always, as God calls us to. And so the words of Jesus today are meant to convict us. This is not a feel-good sermon today. In fact, when I said the gospel of the Lord, gospel means good news. And I almost hesitated to say the gospel of the Lord because it's not really good news. It's news that convicts us. We cannot stand before God on our own righteousness. You know, later in the same Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus says, judge not lest you be judged. For the same way you judge others, you will be judged. Whoa, did you hear those words? For the same way you judge others, you will be judged. Be careful how you judge others. Seek mercy from God and show mercy to others. Luke 18, you know that familiar story of the two men in the temple and the one in the front, I thank you, Lord, that I'm not like those people on those reality shows. You know, I tithe and I'm in church and I do all the right things. Thank you that I'm not like those people. And the sinner in the back says, Lord, have mercy on me. And Jesus says, who do you think went away forgiven? It's so easy for us to elevate ourselves, to judge others, and in today's text, Jesus pushes and raises that bar so that no one can say, I can stand before God on my own. We all need to say, Lord, have mercy. You know, one of the most popular, well-known Christians today is Max Lucado. He has done so many books and studies and devotionals. A few years ago, he was having trouble with AFib. There's a few of you out here that have been struggling with AFib. And one of the ways they try to cure it is with an ablation. They go into your heart. They always used to cauterize it. Now they do some cool things. But it's going into the heart and changing the heart rhythm so that you can get out of AFib. And he tells the story that they're in pre-op and the doctor comes in. And Max Lucado says, now, you're burning the interior of my heart, right? And the doctor says, yep, that's what we're doing. And he says, and you intend to kill all the misbehaving cells by doing that. Is that right? And the doctor says, yep, that's right. And then Max Lucado, kind of with a twinkle in his eye, says, well, as long as you're in there, can you burn out all the greed and selfishness and pride and sin in my heart? And the doctor says, I'm sorry, that's a little bit above my pay grade. But even Max Lucado, you know, somebody most people lift up and honor and say, what a great writer and inspirational person, acknowledges, no, in his heart he knows there is greed and there is self-righteousness and pride and sin. He is a sinner like every other person. But he also knows that he is saved by grace like every other person. So how do we respond to this teaching of Jesus today? If you look at yourself and say, boy, I think I'm better than others, thank you, Lord, that I am not like those people, those murderers and those adulterers, watch out. Because if you're angry with a brother, you stand in judgment. If you go to the altar and you hold someone in unforgiveness, you stand in judgment. If you've lusted, you stand in judgment. Sooner or later, the law is going to get you. If, however, you hear these words and you simply say, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. If you confess, yes, Lord, I have failed to forgive. I have harbored anger. I have been in unforgiveness of others. I have lusted. Then hear Jesus say to you, I've got you. Because Jesus has come to save sinners. So fear not, sinner. Hear Jesus say to you, I've got you. You are mine. Amen. Will you pray with me? Dear Lord God, thank you that no matter who we are and what our sin is, that ultimately you came to save sinners, and we are all sinners. But help us receive your grace. Fill us with grace. Fill us with mercy. And Lord, we ask for your Spirit, that as we are filled with your mercy, we may show mercy to others. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This time, our worship continues with our offering.